Carl, thank you again for all the coverage.
Hey, enjoying the heck out of here, Austin. It's, George Nelson. Are we just getting our numbers straight there? They've been switching all kinds of things on. It started with that first game, but you know what? It's been a great day of basketball, and these teams have done a fantastic job. And here, Sandpoint, the boys, with a chance to be the only team to play two games today and see if they can come up with a 2-0 record. We'll try. You got a big Nanilchik team that they face, but we'll wish them well here as we get started here. The jumping center, Jake Clark, he goes 6'3", but I'll say that's more like 6'5". Carl with him, and it'll be Nanilchik to get the tap. There's a shot from the outside. Good to start. Cole Hadrow. Cole Hadrow with the three-pointer in the corner. The corners here are pretty tight as Smith comes back to answer and does. Carl gets it right back. So we're tied at 3. Nanilchik, much bigger across the board, too. Hadra's their one small guy, and he's about 5'10". So it's going to be a tough matchup, that's for sure. Here's a missed shot in there. Webster trying to come away with the rebound. Last touch, though, by Anthony. And so it will be inbounded here by Garrett Cook. Cook comes out to Hadrow, right back in the corner to Cook, and he'll try it from there. He's got it from there. Webster trying to get through the screen. So the Wolverines take a 6-3 lead. Cumberledge, Edmund, very deliberate with the basketball. Now back to Smith again, and Smith. Wow. I'll take it from the same spot till you guard me here. And Carl knocks down back-to-back threes from the exact same spot. That was pretty good defense on that second one, too. Here's Cook inside. They go to the big guy, and Jake Clark puts it up and in. Cumberledge brings it up, 8-6 ball game, and Smith is on fire. As now he puts in his first three shots, drains the three each time, this time from up near the top of the key there, and Carl Smith with three straight threes makes it 9-8. Sandpoint takes their first lead. Tied at 3, tied at 6, now up by 1. My goodness, that's some shooting. And knowing he's the guy, too. That time he had about 3 Wolverines around him. Nobody quite sure, well, is he going to shoot there? Is he going to move or what? And he just fires away. Smith has got quite a shot. And for the, make you call it a second time now. Sandpoint called one then. Full timeout this time. Well, with the full timeout, we'll actually tell you about tomorrow coming up. It's quite a schedule, too, as right now looks like the first game will actually be CIA boys. We'll be taking on Antioch tomorrow in that first game. Then it'll be King Cove girls coming up against the Sandpoint girls. That'll be at 1:30. Then the T-Jacks at 3 o'clock will take on the winner of this game. And then the loser of this game will play at 6 o'clock against the winner of the Antioch CIA game. So Sandpoint with a chance to match up on both the girls and the boys' side if the boys can win here against the host Wolverines. There's a foul called, and this will be on Carl Smith as to the line. This is Coke with a couple of shots there. Garrett hits one, makes it 9-9. This is the second free throw. And here's a steal by Koch. Takes it all the way to the hoop as he takes it away from Dullivan. Just across the timeline. Smith brings it up now. 11-9 score. Smith over to Webster. Webster spins inside. Ball comes free. Dullivan gets it. Stevens shot misses. And the rebound off to George Nelson there. Nelson, a blocky forward for the Wolverines. Now, here's Hadro up high. Goes to Koch on the right side. Double team comes out towards him. Was careful not to overcommit. They go Hadro on the weak side, and a rebound swept out of there by Carl Smith. 11-9 score here, 5:39 to go first quarters. Cumberland goes to Carl Smith. Three-pointer, good. Carl Smith with another three. Makes it 12-11. Not from the other side. He's hit three from the left side. That one from the right side. And Webster nearly picks that pass off as Koch gets in tough position there. Down low, there's the easy two-pointer for Jake Clark again. Clark left open there. Here's Smith, three. Good again. Carl Smith, 5 3-pointers, has not missed. That's right, he hasn't missed a shot yet. 5 3-pointers. Two from the right side. Here's the sixth one going. This one he does miss. Finally, he had to at some point, but quick release. That one doesn't go. 15-13 score, though. Sandpoint on top. 4:39 to go here in the first quarter. Hadro misses inside. Clark there for the putback. We're tied at 15. Coach Brandon Smith down the way. I see him grabbing his head going, gee whiz, how do we keep that big guy off the boards? Here comes Gulliman into the lane, and Stevens fouled there. Foul's going to be on Jake Clark. So one team foul apiece, tied at 15. Here's Smith, gets a basket and the foul. And I think this one on 13 again, I believe. Let's see, though. I'm pretty sure it was. And they call it on three. Koch with the foul. I saw the three. I thought it was 1-3, but Koch will try a long three-pointer. This one is off the mark, and there's Clark trying to put it in. Doesn't go. He gets his own rebound, kicks it back to Hadro. Now to Nelson. He'll try the three. This one misses. Rebound comes off to Cumberledge. And over to Carl Smith. 17-15 score, Sandpoint by two. Webster with it. And Webster trying to get it down on the baseline there to Parker Larson. Gets Larson involved. Sandpoint by two, 3:51 on the clock here, first quarter. And this is a matchup. I don't want to say a matchup nightmare, but it's a difficult matchup for Sandpoint. They're going to have to figure things out here a bit. As here's Clark way out away from the basket where he doesn't need to be. Now Clark will drive inside, gets the ball off in there, and the shot blocked away by Webster. Webster stays with it, but touched it last as he had Cameron Moore in there. And a near steal. There it is. Is Pedrecki trying to pick it up? Held ball. And Adrecki will put it into play. 17-15. Gulliman had to go out after that foul. I think he might have had some contact in there. They're just hopefully catching his breath. Here's Carl with the shot. Doesn't get it. Rebound to Webster. His shot won't go. And we stay at a two-point game here, 17-15. Or not Gulliman, rather, Cumberledge had gone out. Here's Koch, travel call on the Wolverines. Adrecki out for Cumberledge. Edmund back in there. Webster with it. Anthony, top of the key. He's going to fire from there. Flat ball that had no rotation, didn't get it. That's those kind where they got to switch if they're going to go in. And Nelson with it. Goes down on the baseline, trying to go to Clark. Finds him. Can't get it to go the first time. And then Smith blocks the ball as he shoots for the second time. Smith comes up with it, too, and Carl brings it across the timeline. Now kick out here is goes to Cumberledge. Too hard. Looking for Webster there, and he fired that one awful hard, but Webster says, no, my bad, I should have had it. 17-15. Still, 10 point on top, 2:11 to go first quarter. And the Eagles trying to pick up the victory here after playing earlier today. 6 feet out on the baseline there by Hadro, but the shot missing for the Wolverines. And here's Webster with it to Parker. Larson now back to Cumberland. Cumberland guarded well there, and foul's going to be called on Hadro. Blocking foul, third team foul on the Wolverines. And for Sandpoint, he'll put it into play to Smith. Smith pulls up, little runner in the lane is good. Clark came over to take a swipe at it. Smith held his spot briefly in the air and sinks a two-pointer, makes it 19-15. 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Sandpoint on top by four. Cook with it, goes to Hadro in the corner. Nelson will try the three. Nelson's three is good. The four-point lead doesn't last for long. A one-point lead now. It's a two-pointer, 19-17, a two-pointer instead. So here is Parker with it. And it'll be out of bounds, still belong to the Eagles. Comes into Larson, back to Webster. Webster's got the two. 21-17. 4 point lead for Sandpoint as we approach the 1 minute mark. Here's Hadro, kicks it out to Koff. Comes down on the right baseline. Shot up there, and Hadro fouled from behind by Gullivan. Two shots coming up for Hadro. Cole, he's a sophomore. First shot on the way is good. Rivals it in. Second shot coming up for Cole Hadro, and this one on the way also good, 21-19. Two from the line for Hadro. As Cumberland brings it across to Webster. Webster's shot misses. Rebound to Carl Smith. Pops it from about 10 feet straight off the left side here. Makes it 23-19, right back to a four-point lead. Here's Cox trying to answer, and does with a three. 23-22 for Garrett Cox. 31 seconds on the clock here as here's Webster. Drives inside, tries to get inside, and blocked off there by Clark. Rebound comes off to Gullivan. He rolls it in. Nice job by Steven. Boy, not an easy shot. Seconds on the clock now, and a 25-22 score in favor of Sandpoint. And here's a steal by Clark. Back to Hadro goes. And the shot's going to be put up. Just misses at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first quarter. It ends with Sandpoint on top, 25-22 in a tight first quarter here. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the Eagles. Sandpoint on top by three, back in 60 seconds.
Sandpoint doing well. Nanilchik won the state tournament. I think they won the state tournament a couple of years ago. They had a young man named Austin who was like 6 foot something. He was huge, like 6 foot nine or something like that. Led them very well. Here's a word from our sponsors. You're tuned in right now to KSDP. Programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumann Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Schumann Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay. To the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. And finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP. All right, we're going back. Second quarter action with an Anilchik down by about three against Sandpoint.
And the Wolverines have the ball to start the second quarter. Three-pointer try out there is out of bounds. They'll get it right back, though. Last touch, Sandpoint. There's Kalk with it. Goes to Hadro. Wide open look, and he ties it up with that. Three-pointer for Hadro. Makes it 25-all. So go to Parker Larson at this end. Larson lights it up from the left side. And Parker with a three puts Sandpoint right back on top. A couple of ties already in this game, and four-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game by Sandpoint. Manilchik led by three a couple of times. As here's Hadro in the corner. Smith comes out all arms, and Hadro had to launch that one a little differently. As here's Webster to the lane and loops that one in. Webster put some spin on it. It crawled up over the rim and went through. Five-point lead, 30-25. Now Sandpoint on top. Try to go to the post, and there is Moto in there now, and the ball tipped away. Coming up with it was Smith, and Smith carefully off the glass for two. He runs the court so well. Carl Smith leading the way here, 32-25 with the three, and then this two. Or the three, actually, with Parker's, but he's got a bunch already. Here's Cumberledge, good tough rebound in traffic there. Cumberledge gets it across. Webster will take it all the way into the key, and his shot off the back iron. And a timeout for the Wolverines here, down by seven, as Sandpoint getting some nice buckets there from not only the three-pointer from Larson, but the two on the drive by Smith. Fantastic job. And this is mentioned there about the Wolverines winning the state tournament, actually back-to-back. Nanilchik won the state tournament behind a fellow named Austin. And just like your Austin out there in Sandpoint, good leader, Austin White, it was, went to UAA, and I haven't really heard from him. I'll have to check on that. But good big kid, about 6'7", 6'8", something like that, and still growing. But the Carl Smith here for good big kid, in fact, for Sandpoint, while he doesn't have the inside presence of Austin White had, Carl Smith can go inside and outside. And the outside part is what players just can't. They just don't see how do you guard a guy that releases that quick, this long arm like that. And it's tough. Smith really special player that way with his shooting ability. So Carl's got him on top here, 32-25. He's got five three-pointers, I think, here in the first half already. George Nelson drives baseline, and boy, soft touch for the big guy. Nelson gets the two-pointer. Here's Cumberledge with it. He handles the ball so much and does such a good job there as he gets it to Webster at the high post, and Anthony works his way down inside and scoops it in off the glass for two. Stays at seven, 34-27. There's Garrett Kalk in the lane. Misses a shot there. Rebound comes off. Webster's got it. Webster will bring it up on the dribble. It's got Cumberledge on the left side. He'll step through. Goes to Parker. Now to Cumberledge. Up top to Stephen Gulliman. Looking for Webster in the key. Webster's shot won't drop there as Webster posts up inside. Cope comes back the other way for Nanilchik at 34-27. 5:05 to go here in the first half. Here's a shot by Nelson. Misses there. Rebound well by Hadro. Gets it out to Cope. Guts has the open look. Can't get it. Smith gets a hand on the rebound. Webster gathers it up. Webster ahead to Parker. Oh, got too far under. I don't think Parker knew it was there. Moto got a piece of the rebound there, and they come back the other way. This ball on the sideline. And it'll be out of bounds, belonging to Sandpoint. We go to Parker over in the left wing. Double team comes, finds Steven in the baseline area. Now up top to Webster. Three-pointer on the way for Webster. Misses there. Moto had the board knocked out of his hands by Parker. So last touch by Sandpoint. Wolverines will come back the other way. Here's Koch, pulls up, two-pointer, not there. Rebound on the floor they go, and Koch came up with it following his shot. Got it back from Nelson. Now he goes baseline. Tries to get the shot in off the glass, and Carl Smith with good rebound, or good defense, and ended up with the rebound. Now he pops a two down at the other end with a defender in his face. 36-27. How do you stop that kid? You don't. And here's Smith, gets a hand up on that one. Cumberland saves it on the sideline over there, right back to Anthony Webster. Webster still got it up top on the dribble. Now he picks up, goes to Cumberland. Edmund's going to try one. He doesn't try many, and Gullivan had the inside position. It's going to be Nenelchik basketball. 9-point lead for Sandpoint at 36-27. They are just shooting the ball well. You got to keep that up throughout the game. That's going to be tough to do. I think it's been great shooting, but they can do it. They know how to put the ball in the basket. Here's the two-point shot misses. Moto follows, and Moto with the two-pointer. Gage Moto hanging in there, gets the offensive rebound. The miss first by Moore, and Moto following the play got the two. Here's Steven, his shot. Doesn't follow. Now he does, and there's going to be a foul called on Gullivan. As will be Koch to inbound, goes to Hadro. Wolverines down by seven here, 36-29. 2:49 to go. They've got the basketball. Here's Gullivan, picked up that foul. As that's now a block there by Smith. Again, Hadro with it. And Hadro can't get it off of anybody out of bounds. So 3 team fouls apiece here. Two fouls, though, on Gullivan. Here's the missed shot there. And Smith chases it down in the corner. Then fires for three. Kind of falling away there. Just not really a good look for him. There's Parker Larson getting called for the foul. Koch trying to get him off him. And the crowd over there, very much a part of that. My goodness. Adro, top of the key, goes to Koch over there. 36-29, long three. This one off the mark, and Smith with the rebound. Carl brings it up. Still got it down the right side. Parker trying to go to Webster in there. Webster's got it. Drops it off to Gullivan. And Gullivan fouled by Koch. And out of bounds, it'll just be out of bounds here. 14 fouls apiece. That's the second one on Garrett Koch. In for Koch will be Blake Lemons. He's a freshman. Webster to inbound. Saved there by Parker. As here's Gullivan underneath, misses on the first one. Second one. Still doesn't get it. They stay after it. Gullivan comes up with it again, and now Wolverines on the baseline. The timeout on the floor here. Boy, tight ball game here as the half coming to a close. 1:44 on the clock, 36-29. Sandpoint led by 9 at 36-27, but then it's been a scramble here for a bit. As neither team, each possession being like, hey, this is the game winner. And a lot of energy being displaced there, but no scoring. And the team that takes advantage of this last minute 44 is going to be setting up the momentum for the second half. Nenelchik is really putting it all on the line, and the boys from Sandpoint are matching them. They come into Smith. Smith right there, and it's that alley-oop pass. Golovin does it perfectly. Smith in the air, catch and shoot, and he has a two-pointer. Back to 9 points, 38-29, 1:30 on the clock here. This is Cook with it. Cook over to Hadro, three-pointer on the way. Drains it. 38-32, it goes to 6 points. 1:21 on the clock. Sandpoint has, here's a shot in and out for Cumberledge. He had the three, and it was in the cylinder and then popped out. Karakoff with it. Keeps the dribble, still got the dribble. Cumberledge has him. Now tips the pass there, and Nelson chases it down, nearly going back into the backcourt. Now here comes Hadro into the lane. Tips it off there and stolen away by Cumberledge. Cumberledge spins inside, gives off to Parker, and Parker's got two. 40-32, 43 seconds on the clock here in this first half. Nenelchik back the other way, down eight. Here's Kolk with it. Thinks about the three. Now drives inside, jump stop. Trying to go through. There's Modo with the putback. Can't get it. But on the other side, Kolk gets the two-pointer. Modo keeps it alive with the offensive board there. Cumberledge to Parker. Parker's shot. Good. The three-pointer. 43-34. Back to nine it goes. 16 seconds on the clock. Down to 13. Here comes Cook. Walks it up just across the half-court line. Now at 8 seconds. Parker's got him out there. Ball comes free. Nelson comes up with it. And Cook throws up the shot as time winds down. Smith from way back. And the boys close out nicely there. They end up up nine again, 43-34, after one half of play. The Sandpoint Eagles over the Nenelchik Wolverines here in the final game of our first day at the tournament here at Nenelchik. And right now, Sandpoint looking good, shooting the ball well, and a good closeout to this first half. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP with our halftime stats.
Sandpoint doing well, even on the second game of the day, hanging in there. We'll say thanks to a couple sponsors really fast and then come back for the stats before we go into the second half.
The staff and employees at Sandpoint Generating in Sandpoint say with our student athletes lacing up their shoes for another season of high school basketball, let's do all we can to attend their games. It's always good to see a familiar face in the crowd, and the kids will really be proud to see you. This community reminder brought to you courtesy of Sandpoint Generating, a community-minded business with a commitment to the education and welfare of our area children.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP. All right, time to go back for the stats. Here's Carl with the breakdown for the first half.
Well, here in the first half, it's been Sandpoint answering the bell. It was the Nenelchik Wolverines came out, hit the first three-pointer, get things started. Hadro did. Smith matched it. Then they hit another one. Smith matched it. And one more. Smith matched it. Actually, that was a two-pointer. Smith matched it with a three. Sandpoint went ahead for their first lead at 9-8. Wolverines fought right back, took the lead again, and then the final lead, I think, at 11-9 for the Wolverines, as Sandpoint took over from that point on and has led throughout the first half, taking over there with about 3.5 minutes gone in that first quarter. They led at the end of the quarter, 25-22, and then now they've distanced themselves with a 9-point lead at the half, 43-34. So just a great job by these boys defensively, but offensively they have been on fire. Some big shots there coming from several different players. Parker Larson with 8. Anthony Webster with 6. 2 points from Stephen Golovin. And then leading the way, Carl Smith, 27 points for him. 5 three-pointers in that first half. So a great job by Coach Brandon Smith's crew to take on the host team here in the final game of the first day and a tough crowd, and the Nelchik gym is filled too. So it's a big home game for them here at their tournament. On the Nelchik side, Cole Hadro and Garrett Koch, they're two guards out there. They've been filling it up too, 11 points apiece. But the boys are doing a great job defensively on them, and they just got to keep that up as they could pull out the victory here with a similar second half. For foul trouble-wise, everybody in pretty good shape. Well, Goleman picked up his second in there, and Steve, the only one in foul trouble for Sandpoint. Now, the winner of this game will play tomorrow against King Cove, as King Cove winning today over CIA easily. That game would be at 3 o'clock, kind of setting up who will play in that, kind of who will play in that championship game, I think, on Saturday. But Nanilchik, right now, the home team hoping to pull this one out. The girls, the homestanding girls, lost to Sandpoint 63-27. So they're going to come through as a loser bracket game there, trying to get in back into the championship game as well. Well, here at the half, we're about a little over 5 minutes away, so we're going to send it back. You can listen to some of those great sponsors that help bring you all the fine programming, especially following basketball here on KSDP. Give them a shout-out. Give them an attaboy. But make sure you thank them for sponsoring today's broadcast and those upcoming ones as well. We're 5 minutes away from second half action. It's the Sandpoint Eagles, 43, Nanilchik Wolverines, 34. Back in 5 minutes for the second half. Coming up here, Austin. We're just seconds away as it will be, I believe it'll be Sandpoint basketball. Let's see. Hang on a second. What happened here? Oh, I know what happened. They're going to get number two referee. We talked about them. We talked to them there between games. And he's coming back. He'll be here in a second. About the two referee system versus the three. And, you know, both referees said, yeah, you get used to either. But I told him how much I like the two referee system, I think, better because they don't worry about making a call in the wrong zone and things like that. And they said, you get used to it. So they've done an excellent job here, and these two guys have done every game today. So fantastic for them. And a really excellent job. Here is Sandpoint with the basketball. It starts the second half. And how about Webster with one of those measured drives he does where he finds his way, picks his way through the defense, and scores the two-pointer to get things started. First double-digit lead of the game, 45-34. We start the third quarter with it. Webster trying the long three says, well, I'm feeling it, Coach, but maybe not, as Anthony comes up short from way out. The senior wanted to put the game up even more. As Webster gets a steal there, saw it coming. Koch gets it right back, and Parker stops him from making the move there, though. Now trying to go inside. Carl Smith comes away with the tip pass. That defense of Sandpoint, very good. Here's Larson, and how about the pass from Cumberledge to Larson for two? Cumberledge right on target. Baseball pass. Nobody saw it coming except for Parker. Koch gets in tough shape there, and Gulliman steals it. Cumberledge coming back the other way, 47-34 now. Webster thinks about it. Now he does. Unleashes with a long two-pointer, not a three, a two. And that makes it 50-34. 6:38 on the clock. Oh, Larson almost had it. Didn't realize he had knocked that pass down that way because it came right to him, but behind him. And here's Gulliman, gets a rebound off the miss by Nelson inside for the Wolverines. So Sandpoint in great shape here starting this third quarter. Here is Steven. Outside shot will miss. Rebound by Hadro. 49-34. Boys lead by 15 now. Biggest leads of the game here to start the third quarter. Only 2 minutes gone. Cross-court pass over to Nelson. Now Cook, step back three-pointer. This one misses. Clark inside, banks it in off the glass for two. 49-36. And here's Cumberledge in the lane, gets it off to Gullivan, slips it in for two off the board. Steven with a pretty shot there, and how about the pass from Cumberledge? Edmund does so many of those and just handles the ball well. Plays good defense. Here's Nelson from out about 16 feet. Misses there. Cumberledge, rebound in the lane. Edmund keeps a dribble. Up high, goes, wants to go to the corner, goes to Gullivan instead. Now corner, Parker. Shot won't go, and Smith inside to Webster for two. Smith had the shot, but he said there's Anthony and pops it into him for 2 points. And 53-36, how about that? Sandpoint comes out leading by nine at 43-34. They outscore Nanilchik to start the second half here, 10-2. And that's in just barely 3 minutes, not even 3 minutes, 2 minutes and 45 seconds into this third quarter. And the Wolverines are reeling in front of their crowd here. It is dead silent. I've been here before, and that can happen. Now, sometimes it's dead silent when they're ahead by a lot, but they're dead silent behind because they're still stunned just like their team right now. Sandpoint has come out and picked up right where they left off. We talked about that momentum coming out of the halftime. And for the Wolverines, they have none right now. And it's all in Sandpoint's corner as they have pushed this lead out to 17. Still lots of basketball to go, 53-36. As the Eagles Eagles will be back on defense, and Nilchek gets it in the forecourt. Into the backcourt goes Hadro. Now to Culp. Back to Hadro on the right side. Those two have put in most of the points for the Wolverines, and here's Carl Smith. Gets the block on Hadro, but Clark takes his place in there. Gets a rebound, puts it up and in off the glass for two. So the big guy doing what he needs to do. He sat out some of that second quarter. Here's a shot in the lane there by Gullivan. Misses. Rebound comes off to Hadro. Cole brings it up. Now stops. Gets it to Moore down there. And here's Cook in the lane. Tries it and gets a foul on Smith. Jared Cook goes to the line for two. Cook first shot is good. One more coming. '53-39, 4:38 on the clock here in the third. Make it 53-40. Back to a 13-point lead after building it up to 17 for Sandpoint. Comes to Webster at the high post. Webster fall away. 15-footer won't work. Rebound by Nelson. And here comes Hadro. Hadro keeps the dribble, now hands off to Moore, up to Cook. Cook gets around everybody, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Sandpoint basketball. There's Gullivan, goes to the high post. There's Webster. Webster spinning in the lane, gets a two. Webster frees himself up with the dribble. As here's Clark getting it down low. Blocked there by Smith once, almost twice, and then this ball tipped out. It'll stay. Then he'll check basketball. Carl Smith getting a couple of blocks in this game, that's for sure. He's done a nice job with Clark in there. And Clark, again, as Smith slaps it away twice that time. And Edmund brings it up. Cumberledge over to Gullivan. Be out of bounds off of Cook. Ball into Cumberledge. He'll drive down inside. tries to go over the top with the pass there, and Clark knocks it down. Back the other way, Cope crashed through the basket, puts it off the glass for two. 55-42, back to 13-point lead, 423-22 to go here, third quarter. Here's Anthony with a jump stop. Then Clark gets a piece of it. Now Smith taps it back to Anthony, over to Parker, the kick out. Gullivan, three-pointer, good. First Stephen Gullivan, three-pointer, makes it 58-42, just when the Nilchik picking up a little momentum off of that defensive play. Now back to a 16-point lead. Here's Coke grabbed by Gullivan. Gullivan now picks up his third. Ball comes into Clark for Nenelchik. They get it back to Coke. Three-pointer on the way. This one is off the mark. So chipped around, and Cumberland comes away with it. Over to Carl Smith. Smith keeps the dribble. Now leans in on Coke, takes it all the way to the hoop. Can't get the hand one as Clark fouls him. 2:37 on the clock here, a 58-42 ball game. And here's a shot from Smith. Good on the first one. Talked to Alaska Hall of Fame coach Dan Lehman at the halftime, too. We talked about the shooting of Smith, but also the running style of Sandpoint and how this gym doesn't really favor them. It's so small, and yet they're still able to get out and run. There's a block again, as now a block again by Parker, and this one I think will go against Carl Smith, though. Let's see. It does, so Smith does get the foul. He blocked the first time, but on the second one, he went over the side. And for Smith, Carl, he showed his just his first. I got it for his third. Well, they should be putting the full number up, though, but. And here's Smith. After the rebound from Cumberledge, gets it to Parker. Parker's shot won't go. Gullivan tips it out. Finds Webster with it. Webster, 16-footer, misses. Rebound by Parker. Throwing it back into play, and it goes right to Hadro. And now, Coke all the way into the lane. Things into people there, and Webster takes the arm, but also comes away with the rebound off the miss. Here's Cumberledge. Tries a shot out there. And a 60-43 ball game here with 1:54 to go in the third quarter. Nenelchik with the basketball, trying to cut into this lead. Adro with it for the Wolverines. Comes to Moore, looking inside of Nelson, now up to Cook. Cook gets Cumberledge off him with a pivot. Down to Clark, and blocked there by Smith again. Man, Carl Smith has played him tough. Here comes out to Gullivan, two-pointer, no. Rebound, Colt Garrett on the drive. Pulls up, three-pointer. Misses there. Rebound by Webster. Webster fouled by Clark. Three on Clark now, too. So Smith and Gullivan with three for Sandpoint. As here's Webster working into the lane. Tries to put up the shot, and going to be Clark, picks up his fourth. And the fans don't like it here. Full timeout. As Clark picks up his fourth for the home team. 60-43 our score. And right now, Sandpoint in pretty good shape with 109 to go here in the third quarter. Hey, looking at tomorrow's games, too, right now. We've got King Cove coming up back-to-back tomorrow, folks. 1:30 will be the girls' game, and they'll take on the Sandpoint girls. Both teams victorious today. The Sandpoint girls won 63-27 over the host team, the Nilchik Wolverines, while the girls took out CIA, one of the Nilchik's opponents in the Peninsula Conference at 1A. They beat them 85-24. So both Sandpoint and King Cove coming up, big victories over the Peninsula Conference foes here, Nanilchik and CIA. And they'll meet tomorrow at game of 1:30. Then next will be the T-Jacks, and they'll play the winner of this game. So King Cove T-Jacks tipping off at 3 o'clock against either Sandpoint or Nanilchik. And right now it's looking like Sandpoint. So we might have back-to-back King Cove-Sandpoint games tomorrow. We'll see. But right now Sandpoint in good shape at 60-43 with 109 to go. I've seen leads bigger than this, though, melt in this Nanilchik gym. And so you have to be careful. And you have to play hard all the way through and not take anything for granted. And boy, I watch these Sandpoint kids and Coach Brandon Smith, and he doesn't. As the first shot misses for Webster, second one good. Hadrecki will check in. Webster, a little gimpy as he comes off. Hope he's all right over there because he's such a key player. Here's Hadro, tries a three, got it. So Hadro with the three-pointer, 61-46. 54 seconds, here's Parker, going to try one to match. He doesn't get it, but Smith gets the rebound. Hadrecki with the tip to him. And Cook comes away with this one. Cook with Cumberledge right there, and Cumberledge bumps him before he goes to the hoop. Edmund picks up the foul there. Fourth team foul on the Eagles, and the first only on Cumberledge. At the line is Garrett Koch, misses on the first one. ...61-46 score, 42 seconds on the clock there. He misses them both. And Moto, who checked in there, Gage comes up with the offensive board. Then trying to protect the basketball, called for travel. Now, Moto's come in, done some nice work for the Wolverines. As there's Cumberledge, gets it back to Smith, and Carl hits the three. As here's Hadro. Tries the three-pointer out on the wing there. It doesn't go, and Smith taps the rebound right to Cumberledge. 64-46. Steal by Garrett. As Stoke will go back the other way. Can't get it, but Hadro steals it away. Now Stoke in the lane. Stoke the double team. Tries to get the shot up and can't get it to go. Gets pretty rugged down the end, but Sandpoint hangs in there and leads by 18 going into the fourth quarter, 64-46. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint.
Sandpoint continues to extend their lead, doing a great job. So they're up by 18. It was 9 at the half. Here's a couple words from our sponsors.
Our friends at John Golden Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future. This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Golden Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way. Island Marine Surveyors in Sandpoint say that with the high school basketball season in full swing, let's support our teams in any way we can. When you can't attend a game, please listen in on KSDP Radio. This announcement underwritten by Island Marine Surveyors in Sandpoint. Proud to encourage our area teams.
Okay, we're going to go back for second half action. Carl Pulliam's given us, this is the fifth game of the day, and he's got more tomorrow, so get ready. Sandpoint's up by 18.
And it's Sandpoint with the basketball, and Nanilchik comes right out, fires quickly, and the miss there. So for the Sandpoint Eagles, actually Webster now coming back in. I was just going to mention, Hadrecki starting the fourth quarter. Webster gimpy coming out there, though, but he comes back in the game. Webster starts right out by taking the shot, though, out there on the out-of-bounds play as Moto comes up with the rebound off the miss. This is Hadro with it. Over the top, he goes to Koch, looking inside to Nelson. Nelson tries a shot there, and Carl Smith with Great block there. Ahead, he goes to Parker, and Parker puts in the two-pointer. Larson running the floor, and Smith finding him. Here's Koch with it. Over to Hadro. Looking for three, not there. Moore will try it. Moore off on that one, too, as Koch inside just muscles one up. And Jarrett Koch with a good offensive board gets the Wolverines on the board with that one in the fourth, 66-48. Here's Webster with it. 6:49 on the clock. Tough pass there. Touch pass to nobody in the corner, so it's going to be Sandpoint basketball. I don't know. That's an unusual one for Cumberland to throw that. Yeah, here's Parker. Larson missing on the shot there. Rebounded by Cumberland with Moto. Clark's going to come back in with the four fouls. Gage Moto, nice minutes on the floor for Moto. As Cumberland to inbound. Here's Smith. Tries the shot. Can't get it. Gage gets a piece of it. And Smith ends up with the ball. Tries a shot. Fouled there by Moore. He'll shoot two. Carl Smith with a chance to put him up by 20 here with two free throws. Early in the fourth quarter here. 6:34 on the clock. And here's Carl's first shot. Good. One more coming up. Smith's second one on the way, also good. So two from the line makes it 68-48, and here's Hadro. Three-pointer good. Wow. Hadro drains a three as Smith coming at him, all arms, and Carl will try to answer with that one. Not there, though, as out of bounds it flies. And for the Wolverines, chance to cut this lead a little more. Down to Clark, and he's blocked there by Smith again. Smith so quick in the long arms, taking it to him every time. And Smith with a move inside, goes around Clark and scores two. Carl puts it back up to 19-70-51. What a fluid player to watch. And that pass tipped, so it's still going to be Wolverine basketball. 5:52 on the clock, and Carl Smith is showing, yeah, I'm 6'3", I'm long arm two, I'm playing against a guy that's also 6'3 or 6'4", but here's my advantages, and just eating him alive. As here's Cook to Clark, now to Hadro, three-pointer, not there. And for the Wolverines, time's starting to be a problem for them in their comeback attempt if they're going to try it. Webster at the high post has a knock free from behind. Here came Koch across the ball there and knocked it free. And Hadro will drive down inside. Ball comes through there as Cumberland and Clark collide trying to get it. A ball tapped there by Gullivan right to Webster. Webster back to Cumberland. 70-51. Over to Parker. Larson's shot. Just a bit short on the three-point try, and Koch comes up with it. Now here's Nelson. He'll try a three. That's not there. Ball comes out of there into the hands of Cumberland. He'll kind of reset things as Hadro bothers him up front. Now Smith racing down the left side, tries to bank it in off the glass on the baseline as he goes that side. 4:38 to go, and three-pointer for the Wolverines. That's for Garrett Koch as Carl Smith in the backcourt. 70-54, 4:28 on the clock. And here's Webster. He'll try a three. This one is off. And for Sandpoint, giving the Wolverines a chance there too. Takes more time off the clock, maybe 4:14 to go. Here's Garrett. Down low to Nelson. He gets his two-pointer. And Smith got to be careful. Almost picked up a foul there. As it comes to Larson, 14-point lead at 70-56. And that ball will stay Sandpoint ball. as Anthony Webster drove into the lane, ran into a brick wall named Clark. And here's Parker with it. Larson's shot misses. And so the Wolverines now could cut it to 12 or 11 with the three. They get it over to Hadrow, picked up there by Gullivan. It comes around inside. Gullivan will foul from behind. Hadrow will get two from the line. For Gullivan, that's number four on him. At the line, Cole Hadrow, two shots. Stays 70-56, misses on the first one, got one more. 3:43 on the clock here, and Hadrow lines up the second one. Cole's shot on the way, good. 1-2 from the line, 13-point lead. So it was at 20, that's 68-48 now. A 9-2 run by the Wolverines. They're back within 13. Here's Webster, fires from outside. Nelson with the rebound, and Coach Brandon Smith holding his hair over there says, I wanted to take some more time off the clock. Garrett Koch over to Nelson. George's shot misses. Clark fouled by Gullivan, and Gullivan is going to be gone with number five. 70-57, Hadrecki, I think, getting ready to go in. So Stephen Gullivan out of the ballgame with 3:13 to go. They're going to go with Chance. Chance Griffith, the freshman, going to come in instead. And a timeout on the floor. And believe me, Nanilchik has all kinds of potential confidence going here. For the Wolverines, they've cut this lead down to 13 at 70-57. It was 20 at 68-48. We said that 9-2 run has opened the door here as Clark goes to the line for two shots. First shot is off the mark for Jake. Jake with 10 in the game. He's got four fouls, too, though, as well as he'll have one more. Second shot on the way. This one misses also, and Smith with the rebound. Here's Carl with it. Into the lane he goes. Has a shot blocked that time by Clark, and back the other way. Clark gets two. Substitute pointer closes a gap to 11, 70-59. Cumberland with it. Back to Clark. Carl into the lane, tries to pass down on the baseline, stolen away by Nelson. Nelson to Hadrow. Hadrow back to Clark, a long three-pointer. Good for Garrett. 70-62, 2:33 on the clock. The gym is alive here. As Carl Smith has it. They work it over to Webster. Sandpoint, seeing their lead shrink to 8 now. 2:20 on the clock. Here's Webster. And a travel call. Webster trying to split the double team. And the Eagles trying to hang in there. Here comes Cook. Over to Hadrow. Got Cumberledge on him. Stays in front. Back to Cook. Now coming to Nelson. Nelson has the ball tip free. Cook, three-pointer on the way from the left side. This one, foul is going to be on Hadrow. Fifteen foul. And 1:56 on the clock. An 8-point lead for Sandpoint. No pressure in the backcourt. By Cook for Nanilchik, as here is Carl Smith. It's a running shot, won't work, and Hadrow in the corner still has the dribble, and then Hadrow dribbles on the baseline there. And so for Sandpoint, they'll retain possession. 1:41 on the clock here. 70-62 as Hadro trips up. Carl Smith there doesn't get the shot off at all, and he'll shoot two instead from the free throw line. Hadro with the push is going to be his third foul, and the team's 16 fouls apiece. And boy, did this game tighten up fast. Oh, not on a shot as Nelson pulls away the missed shot by the Eagles. So back comes to Nilschik. Hadro, three-pointer, not there. Webster with the rebound. Everybody grabbing at him. Webster back to Smith. Carl keeps the dribble. Now it comes back up to Cumberledge. Cumberledge fouled by Cook. 1-1 coming up for Cumberledge. Is at the line. Edmonds. First shot on the way. Good. Cumberledge. Pressure shooting, and he gets it done. One more coming up. Could go to a four-possession game with this one. Edmonds. Bounces. Puts it up on the way. Comes up short, and that's going to be the Nilschik basketball. 71-62 score, three possession game, 1:14 on the clock. Hadro, quick release on that one. Cook tries to go up for it and out of bounds. Off of Cook. Cumberledge trying to get a piece of it, might have. As here's the alley-oop type play. Doesn't work. Down goes Cole Hadro. And coach for Nilschik is out on the floor because the play got called, got stopped by the referee in the backcourt. Hadro went down, so the referee did blow the whistle, possible concussion or something. You gotta stop it if you think that's what you need to do, and he did. And meanwhile, took away a 3-point shot by the Wolverines at the other end. There's Nelson, a scramble for it. Still nobody coming up with it. Cook into the lane. He'll go to the line for two. 71-62, and Cook. Cook with a lot of emotion going on that drive. So. What a finish to this one, folks. The final game of our first day here at the Nilschik. And when you look at the scores of these games today, 81-57, Sandpoint boys over Antioch, no trouble really, 85-24, King Cove girls over CIA, 95-22, King Cove over CIA on the boys' side, then 63-27, the Sandpoint girls over Nilschik, and now we come to this one, the final game of the day, Sandpoint playing their second game, just 5 hours removed from their first game. 71-62 score. It's coming down to crunch time. 45 seconds on the clock. Cook steps to the line. He has two shots. Garrett's first shot. Long has one more coming up for Cook. Garrett's second shot on the way and good on the second one. 1-2 from the line. Makes it 71-63, an 8-point game. Here's Carl Smith trying to go over the top, and Clark steals the ball there. Clark with the big hand as he misses a shot underneath, though. Cumberledge trying to get the rebound. Cook gets it instead and comes up with it. And there is Clark with his fist. As Clark... Good hustle there. Clark tries to steal the ball, but ends up with his fifth foul. He's out of the game. It sends to the line Anthony Webster for a 1-1 with a 6-point ball game, 71-65. 27 seconds on the clock. Here's Webster. Shot on the way. In and out it goes, and Cook brings it down. Cook still got it. Looking to pull up. No, goes to Nelson, and Nelson buries the three. 71-68. Comes into Smith. Smith still got it. Still got it. Smith still got it. And now the foul comes. The 19th foul. And so Carl Smith will go to the line for a 1-1 with 9.6 seconds left. As the Wolverines just will not back down. This is the Wolverines, like, this is why they're named this. Nanilchik. Within three, within four now, as Carl makes the first one, 72-68. 9.6 seconds in this small gym, too. They can cover a lot of ground quickly. This one on the way. Leaves it short. Ball tipped out. And last touch by Webster. Four-point lead. Nelson has it. Nelson shoots a three. Not there. Rebound comes off. Goes to Parker. Parker head to Webster. 1 second on the clock. No need to shoot. Wow. Sandpoint sneaks away with a four-point win. 72-68. They led 68-48. A 20-4 run to close out the game by the Wolverines. What a game, folks. Sandpoint, the winners, though. 72-68, the final. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our post-game stats and set you up for tomorrow's games.
Sandpoint hangs on for a four-point win. Got to give hats off to Nanilchik for not backing down by 20 at one point, but they fought hard to get back there. But Sandpoint taking it all the way, showing that they can win a game. That's a whole different skill set, how to win a game. You have to hold on all the way to the end. They did a great job. We're going to say a quick thanks to one of our sponsors, and then the end of the game stats coming up, so don't go anywhere.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
It's end of game stats. Carl Pulliam's got the rundown here on that exciting Nanilchik-Sandpoint game to end the first day of the Nanilchik Invitational. All right, Carl, take it away.
Well, folks, it's been a beauty here. 72-68, the final, as Sandpoint wins in exciting fashion. They take the win here. A four-point victory over the host team, the Nanilchik Wolverines. But, boy, the Wolverines did not quit, that's for sure. They came roaring back in that fourth quarter. And after the Eagles had built themselves a double-digit lead that looked insurmountable at 68-48, but he said there's still enough time that it could happen, and it almost did. 21-8 quarter for the Wolverines there as they win the quarter, but Sandpoint wins the ball game. It's still closing out down the stretch there. Looked pretty iffy at times. For the Wolverines, they had the leading scorer, Garrett Koch, hitting some big shots down the stretch. A three-pointer, cutting the lead to six. Then coming back with a rebound put back. 25, he led the way for the Wolverines. Cole Hadro had 18. 12 for the big kid, Jake Clark. Fouled out on a good play, though. Hustling for the basketball, trying to get that steal. And as fifth foul, he went out. He had 12 points, 9 points for George Nelson, a big three down the stretch for him, too, as the Wolverines come up short. The Eagles, well, they withstand it by, you could just tell Brandon Smith a couple of the plays there inside the last 3 minutes, like, let's take some time off the clock. And instead, boys would say, well, that's an open look. I'll try it. And the shots didn't go, getting a little tired legs. And he wanted them to take time, but they hung in there and picked it off, got the victory. Carl Smith hitting 3 of 4 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And the last one there to give him the extra edge, the two-possession game at 72-68. one of two from the line. He led the way with a game-high 37 points. Joining him in double digits, Parker Larson with 12, 15 for Anthony Webster. Webster pretty gimpy, too. I hope he's all right for tomorrow. Steve Gullivan fouling out with 3:13 to go, and that didn't help matters. So he had 7 points. 1 point, one of two from the line for Edmund Cumberledge as the Sandpoint boys victorious here in this one over the Wolverines, 72-68. Tomorrow's games, let's check it over here as we look at the schedule for tomorrow. KSDP listeners, you can set up for right after lunch there, a 1:30 game. It'll be the King Cove and Sandpoint girls tipping off at 1:30. Then at 3 o'clock, it'll be the boys' game, also King Cove, Sandpoint, and that one happening at 3 following the girls' game. So both your squads playing tomorrow, 1:30 and 3 o'clock, and all the action right here on KSDP. That's 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. And, of course, anytime you want to help sponsor or be a part of the team there, too, just call the station, let Austin know how you'd like to get involved, and you surely can. And for all those sponsors out there, thank you for sponsoring and supporting your high school athletics. Well, I'm Carl Pulliam, and I've enjoyed today immensely. And